What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What the hell is Tate talking about? Tate talking about drinking St. Ives. Oh, boy.
ST Crooked Letter.
You're taking it way back, dog.
I think it's Richard John's birthday. So in case it is, happy birthday to Richard John. All right? I wanted to clarify
you mean,
that.
Go by his real name, John?
Yeah, John. Okay. Sorry, just John. Let's go to line two. My man Lenny apparently is driving back from Detroit. Lenny, you there?
Yo, what up?
Yo, what up, Lenny?
Did you drive to Detroit for the game?
We drove. Yeah, Saturday morning. I got off work 4 a.m. We got in the car at like 5, and we made it. We made it like at 1 in the afternoon, and we just...
Wow.
Yeah, it's all love, man. I love
How was the game for you then?
At that moment, man. Hell of a trip.
Oh, yes, it was.
So we're in a rest stop right now on our way back to D.C.
That's incredible. Yo, so how was the game? That place was pretty damn intimidating early on. It was so loud.
Dude, I've never been in a louder stadium. I've really actually never been in a away game besides Baltimore, and a dome is crazy. Dude, it was crazy.
Yeah. Who was your crew driving out there?
Oh, I'm with my boy Matt, David, Gio, Dimitri, and Angelo.
You driving a clown
car? Y'all must be in a big-ass car.
Yeah, seriously.
Truck.
Oh, man, we're in a Honda Civic, you know, we Latino.
Are you seriously
in a Civic? Hey, y'all got to be in a... Y'all gotta be in a Sprinter van or a damn Escalade or something,
man. Bro. Hey, dude, we haven't even been to bed. We about to make it home, and it's a good time to be alive, man. We waited. I'm 33, and I've waited my whole life for this. My mother,
I love that,
skin fan, all my homies, skin fans. We from the block. It's just so good. I mean, it's so rewarding, man. Daddy fired the guy.
What, Lenny? I love
so
this call,
see, man. It was so dope to see all the Lions fans leaving at like 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Like they just called the game, man. But it was so dope. We were packed house over there at Fort Field, man. It was such a great time.
Well, man, y'all make sure y'all get home safely, brothers.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure. Right.
We're going to try to keep y'all entertained as long as y'all can listen to us.
Buckle up in the Civic, dude. They got 8 dudes in a Civic. You got to drive over the mountains in Pennsylvania. It just snowed. Be safe out there.
That's funny, man.
So I'm a confess. I don't know who's been on hold the longest. So I'm just kind of bouncing around here. Let's go to Ty in Richmond. Ty, what you got, bud?
Hey, first, just wanted to say, been a skin fan my whole life. This is crazy. My dad and grandma always told me about the golden age of Joe Gibbs and all those Super Bowls. Never got to see it. Somehow my brothers ended up Eagles fans, so they got success before we did, but hopefully that'll change this weekend. I want to say B. Mitch met you a while ago now when you helped start that Annandale Flag Football League, so that was great looking back on that. But
oh, wow.
Wanted to ask, I feel like a lot of people who criticize this team talk about how other teams make mistakes, and like in Tampa, oh, if Mayfield doesn't drop that ball, if they don't fumble that snap, then they win that game. And when do we start crediting Washington for forcing those mistakes consistently all season?
Well, I mean, this last game, throws interceptions, well, how about they say, well, Washington made the forced interceptions.
Sure.
They forced sacks. They forced turnovers. You know, if those people are still saying that, they're haters, just ignore them. Well, let your haters be your motivators, baby.
That's a good line. I'm curious about this. So, did I show you the text Lauren was sending me during the game?
Uh-uh.
So, she finally got the kids down, and she was unloading on when Pascal 93 had that late kind of dirty hit on Jaden.
I'm going to be honest with you. What I said at that point, an offensive lineman needs to make sure he don't walk off the field.
Yeah, I think
because
you're right.
I'm going to tell you, if he had hit anybody back in the day when the Hawks were there, somebody's coming in the game, and he's going out the game.
Look at – so I texted Lauren to check on the girls. She said they're asleep on the couch, and the refs gave them the drive with that call. They owe us a makeup. Throw that bleep out. Pascal, whatever. I need a beer and to chill out.
Well, they threw the flag on him, but the damn face – the face mask that was never touched, that call right – I want – listen, I don't know who works over at the park. Somebody please – get a copy of that letter that they sent and say that we shouldn't have thrown that face mask because it was stupid. That NFL, what they call it? What they call it? Replay assist? Replay assist should have been in the ear saying he did not touch his face mask. Pick that flag up.
Totally.
But it doesn't work for when it's against Washington.
One thing I want to ask, and Landfill and the boys in the aquarium, you will be my test subjects on this. My wife, who is not – impartial. She's very, very partial. She has loved the Skins, the Burgundy Gold her whole life, mm-hmm. and this run, especially with my kids getting back into it, my girls are so into it, it has changed a lot. And Lauren was really mad about the announcers during the game. Now, you and I were there. I didn't get to hear the announcers. Yeah. But apparently the whole conversation was about Detroit.
Yeah.
And they never really gave Washington credit. And I don't know how you could watch that game and that be the case.
Well, did you
hear similarly?
I didn't hear anybody talk about it. But, like, what happens is a lot of time the broadcast goes with the narrative of the NFL. And Detroit has been a damn good team. And Dan Campbell has made this team come from, like, obscurity to where they are now. But you have to realize at the middle of the game, they're getting their ass kicked.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about the other team. You know, for them, it like, when I look at TV a lot, and Chris Collinsworth is one of the main ones, every time somebody get hit, oh, the NFL might have to send him a fine. Being hit is a part of football. Okay? Being hit hard, you get hit hard. If it's illegal, I don't have a problem with you saying that. But legal hits, they start talking that crash. I will never, ever approach football that way. If you get hit and it's legal, that's how you're supposed to hit them.
The Luvu thing? Was,
yeah.
Yeah, that's and crazy.
So, and then Tom, he was one of the announcers, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Then he gave the LFG award, but it's a kid-friendly show. You think any kid today with a damn phone that has social media don't know what the hell LFG means?
Yeah.
It ain't laughing for God. It's let's bleep and go. You know? Come on, bro.
Yeah.
It's so stupid and weird how some of these guys do this stuff.
Landini, I know you watched Saturday night. Was the broadcast one-sided?
I'll be honest with you. I muted it. Tom Brady sucks.
So, did you have music playing or something?
No, you laugh here. We're chilling.
Did you just have no sound watching the game?
I raw dogged it.
Hold on, laugh here.
What about White Brian? Did you raw dog it, Brian? You're a married man.
No. I actually thought Brady locked in for the playoffs. I thought it was one of his better games, and he gave Jaden a lot of credit the whole game too.
Okay. All right, but you also are not of the right ilk to ask this question. My man, young Ben, is all in on the Burgundy and Gold his whole damn life. All he's known is suck. Ben, did you think the broadcast was one-sided?
Man, Ben's not here.
Where'd Ben go? He's got Jeffitis this quick?
Yeah.
All right, see you later, Ben. Nice knowing you, pal. Let's get to the phone lines. Peter is in Arlington. What up, Pete?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. B-Mitch, JP, the boys in the aquarium, big fan. 26 years old, was born in 98. My whole life has been Snyder. This has been biblical. It's been amazing. I couldn't be happier. But there's one thing that I want to tell you. I had a vision at 6 in the morning on Saturday. And it kept coming to me. I kept trying to visualize success for the team. And I truly thought we were going to win by 14 points and there was going to be a pick six. My buddies actually put a couple bets in on it, and it worked. And I got to tell you, I got that same feeling going for the Eagles this Sunday. I think we're going to shock the world. I think we're going to bottle up Saquon. I think Jaden Daniels is going to throw for 3 touchdowns. And the last thing I want to say is shout out to everyone in D.C. that's been a fan for this long. We deserve this. My boys, Mick and Jack, it's their birthday today. They're huge Commanders fans in Ohio State, so big day for them. But,
oh, wow.
You know, I couldn't be happier for the team.
I love it, man. The fact that you're out here having premonitions about pick sixes, I hope you have another one. Saturday nights, get a good night's sleep so you can have more premonitions. Yeah, I just saw this tweet, and I was thinking about this. My boy Jamal that does the Trapper Dive podcast, I think, for Hogs Haven, he just said, I think Zach Ertz is going to have a big day Sunday. Think about what this game is for Ertz.
Yeah.
And Philly traded him away. He accomplished so much in Philly. Goes to Arizona. It's going well. Then he gets hurt. Remember last week, B. Now, Ertz went, I think, 4-for-30 with a touchdown catch, a big touchdown catch. And he was blocking his ass off.
Yeah.
Detroit cut him last year. They signed him, and they were like, nah, we're good, dog. I don't know. And he, I know all week he's just going to take the high road and not say anything. But if I had to guess, that mattered a little.
He's a competitor, dog. And he has that, you know, that little dog in him where I want to get you back.
And now he's going to Philly for
Zach
an NFC
very
title
much
game.
Not like me. I will tell you what I'm going to do. Zach is going to just go do it, and then at the end of it, he's going to come say, hey, man, good game. I'm letting you know. Oh, you let me go, so I'm coming to get you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, phone lines are packed. Keep it that way. Everybody that's on hold, we're going to get you. We're on till 2. Don't you worry. There's so much to discuss from this win about the game coming up, going to Philly. We haven't even touched on Ravens-Bills or Rams-Eagles.
Yeah.
There was a significant period.
They got people in their town talking about them. To hell with them. We're talking about our team.
B, yesterday there was a wild, like, third and then again late where I was getting real close to buying a flight to L.A. because I got to be there for like 4 days. And what I've learned these last 2 weeks with the Tampa flights and these Detroit flights, these Skins fans
disappear.
Are gobbling everything
they
up.
Disappear.
Like, if you're not
well,
on it.
And one good thing about Philly, I could drive to Philly.
Yeah.
So I got a Mardi Gras ball to go to Saturday night, so I'm coming to Philly Sunday morning. But I'm not leaving at like 12 like Rooster would. I'm believing like 6.
Yo, Rooster was live in the Detroit press box at noon for an 8 p.m. game.
What a damn neck roll on. Rooster, what the hell was the neck roll for? I need to know.
I think we're only probably going to be in studio tomorrow. I'd like to book Chris Russell at 12:45 tomorrow. Officially consider that an extended invitation.